Some news from the United States now, which could be the first indication that Republicans are losing support from their high in November when Donald Trump was re-elected president. In Florida, a Republican state senator, Randy Fine, defeated the Democrat, Josh Weil, in a closely watched special congressional election to fill the seat held by the National Security Advisor, Michael Waltz. But their vote was down around 12% on November. And then, in Wisconsin, a liberal was elected to the state Supreme Court. Now that is being seen as a major setback for Donald Trump and his ally Elon Musk. Musk backed her rival and he spent over $20 million on the Republicans' campaign, giving $1 million checks away to potential voters. Susan Crawford won the election and she was jubilant.
As a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world. Justice in Wisconsin. And we won.
Well, we're joined now by RTE's Jackie Fox. Jackie, just put it into context how significant this win is for Susan Crawford and how big a blow it is for Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, this was an election for a place on Wisconsin State Supreme Court, as you said, between Judge Susan Crawford, a liberal candidate, and Judge Brad Schimmel, a Trump-backed conservative. And with about three quarters of ballots tallied, Crawford has won around 55% of the vote, Schimmel around 45%. But rather than this being a referendum on President Trump, this was more of a referendum on the world's richest man, Elon Musk, who we've seen lead the Department of Government Efficiency and help carry out cuts to federal services. I mean, a Wisconsin State Supreme Court election wouldn't usually hit world headlines, but this was the most expensive judicial election in US history. Elon Musk pumped millions into this campaign, posted about it nonstop on X, and handed out over $1 million checks at rallies. And what we saw was Wisconsin Democrats make Elon Musk the focus of the campaign rather than on Donald Trump. It was a huge part of their messaging. And it turns out that targeting Elon Musk was a winning formula for the Democrats. They eat into a Republican vote that we saw back in November in the battleground state. And there was a surge from Democratic Wisconsin voters. If you look at the city of Milwaukee, which does lean Democrat, officials reported a shortage of ballots due to what they said was an unprecedented and historic voter turnout. And this election of Judge Susan Crawford will impact Wisconsin elections-wise going forward into the future. So if we look at their Supreme Court, it is expected to play a key role in several upcoming cases, including congressional redistricting ahead of the midterm elections in 2026 and the next presidential election in 2028. So this one will probably give Democrats a much needed bump. They've really struggled to unify on a message against Donald Trump and Republicans and find their voice of opposition.
And those wins in Florida too will consolidate Trump's narrow majority in the House of Representatives and a second Republican elected there. Just in terms of something else that happened in the Senate on Tuesday, Jackie, Senator Cory Booker, he broke the record for the longest speech ever delivered there. He's a New Jersey Democrat and he made a symbolic protest against Donald Trump and he warned of a grave and urgent moment in US history. Now, his speech lasted 25 hours and 4 minutes. And here are his closing remarks.
Let's get back to the ideals that others are threatening. Let's get back to our founding documents, that those imperfect geniuses had some very special words at the end of the Declaration of Independence. It was one of the greatest in all of humanity, declarations of interdependence. When our founder said we must mutually pledge to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We need that now from all Americans. This is a moral moment. It's not left or right, it's right or wrong. Let's get in good trouble. My friend, Madam President, I yield the floor.
Sounding emotional there after 25 hours and 4 minutes speaking. No breaks at all, Jackie. No food, no toilet breaks.
No, not at all. I mean, we talked about Democrats trying to find their voice in Trump's America, and this was Cory Booker's effort, a marathon address from the New Jersey Democrat. The previous record was held by a Republican senator, Strom Thurmond, who spoke for 24 hours and 18 minutes against the Civil Rights Act in 1957. And the aim here for Cory Booker, it wasn't a filibuster, which is a speech to obstruct the passage of a bill. Rather, it was to hold up the legislative business in the Republican-controlled Senate. So a symbolic protest against President Donald Trump and Republicans. How did he fill 24 hours with no bathroom breaks? Well, he spent some time reading letters from constituents. He discussed sports. He recited poetry. And he took some questions from some colleagues too, which gave him a bit of a breather. But he said the United States had reached a moral moment that required a stand against the Trump administration. And as we were talking about with the Wisconsin election, the Democrats have been criticized for struggling to get their opposition off the ground since November's election. And as Donald Trump steamrolls ahead, Democrats, they do seem to be finding their feet again and landing those resistance strategies that will give them the headlines rather than Donald Trump 3 months into his presidency.
Jackie, thank you very much indeed. RT's Jackie Fox there.